Hello, my name is Jessica Brooks, and I'll be your host for today. Today we have a special guest, and her name is Shirley Brooks. Shirley Brooks is my mom, and she's here to speak on her experience on having a child that has a TBI. So, what did you notice immediately after Jessica or myself was diagnosed with a traumatic brain injury?
One of the first things that I noticed was your speech slowed down and you had a little bit of a slur to your speech. Also, you were having problems remembering things and your mood changed. You were a lot more short-tempered. But, We also couldn't shoot a lot of questions at you. If we asked you certain things, I couldn't just say, Jessica, I need you to get up, come downstairs, wash the dishes, sweep the floor, mop the floor, put the clothes in the laundry in the machine. It's like it was like shooting darts at you, and it was just too much. You know, I can only give you like one instruction at a time. Almost as if you're like talking to a toddler. You know, where they just couldn't handle a whole lot of different instructions. Some of the other things that I noticed, again, you know, you were very tired. You were sleeping. It appeared you slept more than you were asleep, more than you were awake. You know, you were constantly in the bed. And you didn't like the bright sunlight. It was almost vampire-ish. Where the light, you just kind of just shrink when you were in the light. It's just, it just wasn't you. It was a totally different person that we were living with at the time.
It's funny that you say that because a lot of those experiences I don't even remember, to be honest. I don't remember that. Like, I remember small pieces. I remember having issues with my speech, but I don't remember not fully catching all directions, but I guess it does make sense. I remember telling people to slow down when we were talking because I couldn't keep up with the conversation, but it's funny to hear the experience from someone else because I really don't remember it. Did you see a drastic progression at any time, or was it a slow and steady progression with some of the symptoms that I originally had till now?
I think the progression was slow and steady. For example, I mean, the biggest thing that stands out to me really, especially talking about it now, is the slow and the slurred speech. And I remember thinking to myself, you know, this is real because the length of time that you had that, I was like, a person cannot pretend and keep this up for the amount of time that she's had this going on, you know, and it just made me, the longer those types of things went on, the more serious this became to me. Not that I didn't take it seriously initially, but I'd never dealt with anybody who had a concussion. I just always assumed someone with a concussion, you know, maybe a day or so they would have a headache, you know, maybe even a little dizziness, and then after that they would be fine. I never realized researched some of the symptoms. And, you know, even the nauseousness that you suffered. And
we're just going to cut to a break really quick, and we'll pick up with the rest of our conversation. Welcome back. This is Jessica Brooks, your host, and our special guest, Shirley Brooks. We were talking about experiencing living with an individual that was diagnosed with a traumatic brain injury, and Shirley, my mom, was sharing her experience and certain situations that she noticed while I was in the early phase of my recovery. So just to kick it back off, I had a quick question for you. Now that it's almost a year with the auto accident, do you feel like Jessica or myself has some more work to do with her recovery?
Yes, I do. Again, it doesn't seem as, it's not as pronounced as it was initially, but yeah, you still have a little ways to go. Again, sometimes I see the frustration when other people tend to look at you and you appear to be normal, or the Jessica that you were a year ago, but you're not, and people don't understand. I mean, I see the frustration in you when people just don't understand that either you're not feeling good that particular day, or you're not up to doing whatever it is they want you to do.
Were there any particular examples or experiences that you can share with us? Like, would you be able to go into detail with that?
I guess I can just give an example from myself. You know, I'll ask you to, you know, I'm out of the house, you know, for quite a few hours during the day because I work. So if I ask you to, you know, say, wash the dishes, take out something for dinner, or get dinner started, you know, and I come home and it appears that nothing's been done, you know, the first thing that most people will think, well, geez, she's been here all day long. She should have been able to do at least, of the three things that I asked, she should have at least been able to do one of those things. But then I come home and, you know, maybe you're in the bed, or you're just, you know, sitting around, or you're reading or doing something, and you know, and I asked, well, Jess, why didn't you do such and such a thing? He says, well, I didn't feel it, you know, I didn't feel up to it, you know. And again, when we look at you, you look perfectly fine, but the layers underneath that people don't see, you know, they tell a different story. And sometimes I do see the frustration in you when people can't see those inner layers, and they just assume that you just don't want to do something, or you just, you know, can't be there in the way that they want you to be there. So, you know, it is frustrating, and I, even for myself, I have to tell myself a lot of times, you know, she's not herself. She doesn't feel 100% today, you know. So I have to keep talking to myself so that I can give you a pass, you know. But I guess the big issue here is the fact that looking fine but not feeling fine underneath, or it's almost like an oxymoron. It's just, you know, yeah. It just doesn't make sense to a lot of people in the outside world.
I can completely understand where you are coming from and others are coming from, because if I wasn't in this position myself, I totally would feel the same way. That's why traumatic brain injuries sometimes are called the invisible illness, because you look perfectly fine, and if you have a good day, you can potentially act perfectly fine, but sometimes those perfect days come with... Actually, we're going to have to go to break, and then we'll come back and I'll finish that statement. Thanks for listening, guys. Hi guys, if you guys are just tuning in, I'm sitting here with Shirley Brooks, who is my mom, and we're talking about living with someone who has a TBI or some of the experiences as a family member, what they go through, what they see, and how they feel. So before the break, we were just talking about how traumatic brain injuries are also known as the invisible illness, and I was agreeing with my mom when she says when you're looking at someone who has a TBI, sometimes they look completely healthy, and they, if they have a great day, they can even perform and have a normal day, quote unquote normal day, as if they aren't sick. But sometimes, you know, those normal days are traded off by 5 or 3 bad days right after. So it's kind of a catch 22 when you see someone who has a great day and, you know, they're fully taking advantage of their great day, and then they're in the bed for 3, 4, 5 days after. What are your feelings when you see me have a great day and then you see that I can't get out of bed those 3 days after, those 4 days after, those 5 days right after that good day?
Well, when you initially got the injury, you know, and that would happen, you know, I was thinking, you know, oh, she just, you know, she just doesn't want to do anything, you know. She just doesn't want to do anything. Again, now that I've lived with it for so long, you know, I do understand that, yes, she's up today. I mean, and then the pendulum swings and she's going to be down for a few days. You know, we appreciate the up days and we try to take advantage of them. But again, like I said, once the pendulum swings to the other side and you're down for a few days, you know, it's disheartening for you, but as well as your mother just sitting back watching you and watching this happen to you. You know, no mother wants their child to be sick or hurt. And I feel helpless because there's really not much I can do to help you with this. This is kind of a time heals the wounds type of thing. And I see and I feel your frustration when you come back from the doctors and they're saying, well, nope, you're still not much better. You still need to, you know, stay home. You still can't go back to work. You can't go back to school. And I feel, you know, like a lot of things have been snatched out from underneath you because of it.
It's funny that you mentioned it seems like things have been snatched from you. A lot of the other TBI patients that I've come across have also said the same thing. A lot of them had amazing careers as basketball players or even just, you know, about to go to school, and you know, if, or even like football players that have like their career and they feel like it's snatched from under them, and it causes a strong presence of depression. So with that being said, did you notice any depression coming from me?
Yeah, I've seen some depression, and you know, because I know that you want to do certain things and be available for certain things, and you just can't. You know, for example, you have a niece that you like to spend time with, and some days I see, yes, when she's around, you know, you're very engaged, and then I see the times when you're not engaged, when you're just in the bed, and she walks by your room, or she even goes in your room, and you know, she wants her TT or her auntie, and auntie's just not available for her at that time.
I'm gonna have to take another break, and we'll continue this after the break. Thanks for listening. Welcome back, listeners. So we were just talking about depression and TBI and certain experiences that my mother has witnessed me go through and different interactions. So she mentioned my niece, who's 2 years old, who I love and would spend as much time as possible with her if I could. And she also mentioned times that I'm like kind of pushing her away. It was very difficult for me because before the accident, literally Paris and I would do everything together. If she was in the house and I was in the house, we were up to no good somehow, some way. And during the car accident, after the car accident, I had plenty of days where I couldn't move. I was either in my bed or downstairs on our couch, which I call like the sick couch, because every time I don't feel well, I go there and it feels like a hug. And she would run up to me and she would call me and she would want to play. And I was so dizzy and my headache was literally like level 10 and I couldn't even respond. I couldn't even lift up my head. And that was so heartbreaking to just, you know, turn her away and see her sad that, you know, I didn't want to be around her. And that wasn't the case. It wasn't that I didn't want to be around her. It was like I couldn't be around her. I remember this one story. I was upstairs in my parents' room and my niece was over that day and she wanted to play and she was pulling the back of my shirt. And she had me walking backwards, basically. And she wouldn't let go. And I was hypersensitive. And I was so dizzy. My headache was literally level 10. And I couldn't do anything but cry because I was so dizzy, so much in pain from the car accident. And my little baby niece thought it was the funniest thing ever. And I felt helpless. Mom, do you remember that experience?
Yes, I do. You were trying to walk in one direction. Like you said, she had the back of your shirt and she was literally pulling you backwards because she wanted you to walk towards her and not away from her. So she just grabbed onto your shirt and started pulling. But yes, I do remember you crying because, you know, like you said, there was not much you could do because of the pain that you were in at the time. You know, she couldn't see it. She didn't understand it. She just thought, you know, her auntie was just really, in a sense, playing a game with her, just trying, walking away from her. So she felt the reaction that she should do would be to pull you towards her. But, yeah, I do remember that occasion. I remember, you know, similar instances, you know, again, like I said, where she would want to play, she would want to engage with you because that's what she was used to and you just weren't up to it. You know, like I said, just like she couldn't understand it, you know, there were a lot of adults around you who didn't understand it. And again, it's not that you didn't want to be bothered with the adults, but at the time, you just weren't up to it. So, yes, this is, like you initially said, an invisible injury or invisible disease. And until you do the research and find out what some of the symptoms are, you really don't understand it at all. If someone says that, oh, you have cancer or diabetes or heart failure, you just, by them saying that, you know what to expect from that person or of that person. But with the head injury, traumatic head injury, you know, it's different for everybody. And it's kind of hard to put your finger on if you've never been around it.
Unfortunately, we're going to have to take a break. It's almost like once we get to the good part, we got a break. But keep listening in, guys. Hey, listeners, welcome back. Just for those who are tuning in, I have my mom, Shirley Brooks, and she's talking about her experience with her baby girl that has a TBI. So over the break, we were just kind of discussing with each other like what we wanted to talk about next. And basically, we came up with this one thing, this one topic here. This topic is basically when you have a loved one that is diagnosed with a TBI, traumatic brain injury, do you feel comfortable with just solely relying on doctors and, you know, their professional opinion on the recovery status of that particular individual?
Well, I would have to say that I don't believe that you should solely rely on or just take it for, you know, whatever the doctors say, just rely on that. I believe people have to take responsibility for their illness and do what they can, do their part in terms of trying to research that particular illness, find out what's out there, what they can do to help themselves, whether it's through following doctor's orders, whether it's through nutrition, exercise, therapies, because just like it's always been said that a doctor is a practicing physician. So again, they're just practicing, which means it's not a 100% science, you know. So they're trying things, they're testing out things, you know, and unfortunately sometimes they're using you as a guinea pig, but you have to be able to track what works, what does not work for you, and, you know, put your head together with the doctor and let them know, you know, whatever you prescribed, whatever you suggested, it works, but, you know, A and B may work, but C and D does not work. So let's see what else is out there. And because you can't just blindly put your fate into someone else's hands.
Yeah, I totally agree with that. My biggest problem with the doctors were I knew that they were doing their very best, and I know that they're professionals, and I believe that they wouldn't purposely harm me or anything like that, but it was just like it put me in a state of hopelessness when I go to see my 7 doctors that I saw, you know, per week at one point, and I have questions for them, and they all had the same answer, which is, I don't know. Like, I was just telling my mom over the break, it's cool to have to be on a roller coaster because you know it will end. You're scared for one moment, but you know it's only temporary. With this disease, it's like you don't know when it's gonna end. No one can confirm when I'll be 100% back to Jessica, or if I will return back to Jessica from 2016 or a little bit before that. I mean, a little bit after that, 2017, before the car accident. I potentially could be a totally different person than what I was before the car accident, i.e., I may have to possibly change my job. I may have to go back to school to further my education in something else. I might not even be able to go to school. Certain options that I had before the car accident may no longer be an option now. So it's one thing, so you have to basically just, you know, listen to the doctors, yes, because they have their best foot forward, but also, you know, try to find your own resolution. Double check your doctors, check the medications that they're giving you, see what category it falls within. Are you okay with that? Also, nutrition, make sure that you're eating brain foods, anything with omega-3s, walnuts, berries, things of that nature to kind of promote healing and promote brain function. And exercise, just like my mother said, cardio is one of the major exercises that you can do that's helpful for brain function. And that is the conclusion of our show. Thank you for listening, guys.
Hello, my name is Jessica Brooks, and I'll be your host for today. Today we have a special guest, and her name is Shirley Brooks. Shirley Brooks is my mom, and she's here to speak on her experience on having a child that has a TBI. So, what did you notice immediately after Jessica or myself was diagnosed with a traumatic brain injury?
One of the first things that I noticed was your speech slowed down and you had a little bit of a slur to your speech. Also, you were having problems remembering things and your mood changed. You were a lot more short-tempered. But, We also couldn't, shoot a lot of questions at you. If we asked you certain things, I couldn't just say, Jessica, I need you to get up, come downstairs, wash the dishes, sweep the floor, mop the floor, put the clothes in the laundry in the machine. It's like, it was like shooting darts at you, and it was just too much. You know, I can only give you like one instruction at a time. Almost as if you were like talking to a toddler. You know, where they just couldn't handle a whole lot of different instructions. Some of the other things that I noticed, again, you know, you were very tired. You were sleeping. It appeared you slept more than you were asleep, more than you were awake. You know, you were constantly in the bed. You didn't like the bright sunlight. It was almost vampire-ish. Where the light, you just kind of just shrink when you were in the light. I don't know. It's just, it just wasn't you. It was a totally different person that we were living with at the time.
It's funny that you say that because a lot of those experiences I don't even remember, to be honest. I don't remember that. Like, I remember small pieces. I remember having issues with my speech, but I don't remember not fully catching all directions, but I guess it does make sense. I remember telling people to slow down when we were talking because I couldn't keep up with the conversation, but it's funny to hear the experience from someone else because I really don't remember it. Did you see a drastic progression at any time, or was it a slow and steady progression with some of the symptoms that I originally had till now?
I think the progression was slow and steady. For example, I mean, the biggest thing that stands out to me really, especially talking about it now, is the slow and the slurred speech. And I remember thinking to myself, you know, this is real because the length of time that you had that, I was like, a person cannot pretend and keep this up for the amount of time that she's had this going on, you know. And it just made me, the longer those types of things went on, the more serious this became to me. Not that I didn't take it seriously initially, but I'd never dealt with anybody who had a concussion. I just always assumed someone with a concussion, you know, maybe a day or so they would have a headache, you know, maybe even a little dizziness, and then after that they would be fine. I never realized until I, you know, researched some of the symptoms. And, you know, even the nauseousness that you suffered. And
we're just going to cut to a break really quick, and we'll pick up with the rest of our conversation.
Hello, my name is Jessica Brooks, and I'll be your host for today. Today we have a special guest, and her name is Shirley Brooks. Shirley Brooks is my mom, and she's here to speak on her experience on having a child that has a TBI. So, what did you notice immediately after Jessica or myself was diagnosed with a traumatic brain injury?
One of the first things that I noticed was your speech slowed down and you had a little bit of a slur to your speech. Also, you were having problems remembering things and your mood changed. You were a lot more short-tempered. But, We also couldn't, shoot a lot of questions at you. If we asked you certain things, I couldn't just say, Jessica, I need you to get up, come downstairs, wash the dishes, sweep the floor, mop the floor, put the clothes in the laundry in the machine. It's like, it was like shooting darts at you, and it was just too much. You know, I can only give you like one instruction at a time. Almost as if you were like talking to a toddler. You know, where they just couldn't handle a whole lot of different instructions. Some of the other things that I noticed, again, you know, you were very tired. You were sleeping. It appeared you slept more than you were asleep more than you were awake. You know, you were constantly in the bed. And you didn't like the bright sunlight. It was almost vampire-ish. Where the light, you just kind of just shrink when you were in the light. I don't know. It's just, it just wasn't you. It was a totally different person that we were living with at the time.
It's funny that you say that because a lot of those experiences I don't even remember, to be honest. I don't remember that. Like, I remember small pieces. I remember having issues with my speech, but I don't remember not fully catching all directions. But I guess it does make sense. I remember telling people to slow down when we were talking because I couldn't keep up with the conversation. But it's funny to hear the experience from someone else because I really don't remember it. Did you see a drastic progression at any time, or was it a slow and steady progression with some of the symptoms that I originally had till now?
I think the progression was slow and steady. For example, I mean, the biggest thing that stands out to me really, especially talking about it now, is the slow and the slurred speech. And I remember thinking to myself, you know, this is real because the length of time that you had that, I was like, a person cannot pretend and keep this up for the amount of time that she's had this going on, you know. And it just made me, the longer those types of things went on, the more serious this became to me. Not that I didn't take it seriously initially, but I'd never dealt with anybody who had a concussion. I just always assumed someone with a concussion, you know, maybe a day or so they would have a headache, you know, maybe even a little dizziness, and then after that they would be fine. I never realized until I, you know, researched some of the symptoms. And, you know, even the nauseousness that you suffered. And
we're just going to cut to a break really quick, and we'll pick up with the rest of our conversation.
Hello, my name is Jessica Brooks, and I'll be your host for today. Today we have a special guest, and her name is Shirley Brooks. Shirley Brooks is my mom, and she's here to speak on her experience on having a child that has a TBI. So, what did you notice immediately after Jessica or myself was diagnosed with a traumatic brain injury?
One of the first things that I noticed was your speech slowed down and you had a little bit of a slur to your speech. Also, you were having problems remembering things and your mood changed. You were a lot more short-tempered. But, We also couldn't, shoot a lot of questions at you. If we asked you certain things, I couldn't just say, Jessica, I need you to get up, come downstairs, wash the dishes, sweep the floor, mop the floor, put the clothes in the laundry in the machine. It's like, it was like shooting darts at you, and it was just too much. You know, I can only give you like one instruction at a time. Almost as if you were like talking to a toddler. You know, where they just couldn't handle a whole lot of different instructions. Some of the other things that I noticed, again, you know, you were very tired. You were sleeping. It appeared you slept more than you were asleep, more than you were awake. You know, you were constantly in the bed. And you didn't like the bright sunlight. It was almost vampire-ish. Where the light, you just kind of just shrink when you were in the light. I don't know. It's just, it just wasn't you. It was a totally different person that we were living with at the time.
It's funny that you say that because a lot of those experiences I don't even remember, to be honest. I don't remember that. Like, I remember small pieces. I remember having issues with my speech, but I don't remember not fully catching all directions, but I guess it does make sense. I remember telling people to slow down when we were talking because I couldn't keep up with the conversation, but it's funny to hear the experience from someone else because I really don't remember it. Did you see a drastic progression at any time, or was it a slow and steady progression with some of the symptoms that I originally had till now?
I think the progression was slow and steady. For example, I mean, the biggest thing that stands out to me really, especially talking about it now, is the slow and the slurred speech. And I remember thinking to myself, you know, this is real because the length of time that you had that, I was like, a person cannot pretend and keep this up for the amount of time that she's had this going on, you know. And it just made me, the longer those types of things went on, the more serious this became to me. Not that I didn't take it seriously initially, but I'd never dealt with anybody who had a concussion. I just always assumed someone with a concussion, you know, maybe a day or so they would have a headache, you know, maybe even a little dizziness, and then after that they would be fine. I never realized until I, you know, researched some of the symptoms. And, you know, even the nauseousness that you suffered. And
we're just going to cut to a break really quick, and we'll pick up with the rest of our conversation.
Hello, my name is Jessica Brooks, and I'll be your host for today. Today we have a special guest, and her name is Shirley Brooks. Shirley Brooks is my mom, and she's here to speak on her experience on having a child that has a TBI. So, what did you notice immediately after Jessica or myself was diagnosed with a traumatic brain injury?
One of the first things that I noticed was your speech slowed down and you had a little bit of a slur to your speech. Also, you were having problems remembering things and your mood changed. You were a lot more short-tempered. But, We also couldn't, shoot a lot of questions at you. If we asked you certain things, I couldn't just say, Jessica, I need you to get up, come downstairs, wash the dishes, sweep the floor, mop the floor, put the clothes in the laundry in the machine. It's like, it was like shooting darts at you, and it was just too much. You know, I can only give you like one instruction at a time. Almost as if you were like talking to a toddler, you know, where they just couldn't handle a whole lot of different instructions. Some of the other things that I noticed, again, you know, you were very tired, you were sleeping. It appeared you slept more than, you were asleep more than you were awake. You know, you were constantly in the bed. You didn't like the bright sunlight. It was almost vampire-ish. Where the light, you just kind of just shrink when you were in the light. I don't know. It's just, it just wasn't you. It was a totally different person that we were living with at the time.
It's funny that you say that because a lot of those experiences I don't even remember, to be honest. I don't remember that. Like, I remember small pieces. I remember having issues with my speech, but I don't remember not fully catching all directions, but I guess it does make sense. I remember telling people to slow down when we were talking because I couldn't keep up with the conversation, but it's funny to hear the experience from someone else because I really don't remember it. Did you see a drastic progression at any time, or was it a slow and steady progression with some of the symptoms that I originally had till now?
I think the progression was slow and steady. For example, I mean, the biggest thing that stands out to me really, especially talking about it now, is the slow and the slurred speech. And I remember thinking to myself, you know, this is real because the length of time that you had that, I was like, a person cannot pretend and keep this up for the amount of time that she's had this going on, you know. And it just made me, the longer those types of things went on, the more serious this became to me. Not that I didn't take it seriously initially, but I'd never dealt with anybody who had a concussion. I just always assumed someone with a concussion, you know, maybe a day or so they would have a headache, you know, maybe even a little dizziness, and then after that they would be fine. I never realized until I, you know, researched some of the symptoms and, you know, even the nauseousness that you suffered.
We're just going to cut to a break really quick and we'll pick up with the rest of our conversation.
Hello, my name is Jessica Brooks, and I'll be your host for today. Today we have a special guest, and her name is Shirley Brooks. Shirley Brooks is my mom, and she's here to speak on her experience on having a child that has a TBI. So, what did you notice immediately after Jessica or myself was diagnosed with a traumatic brain injury?
One of the first things that I noticed was your speech slowed down and you had a little bit of a slur to your speech. Also, you were having problems remembering things and your mood changed. You know, you were a lot more short-tempered. But, you also, you know, we also couldn't, like, shoot a lot of questions at you. If we asked you certain things, I couldn't just say, Jessica, I need you to get up, come downstairs, wash the dishes, sweep the floor, mop the floor, put the clothes in the laundry in the machine. It's like, it was like shooting darts at you, and it was just too much. You know, I can only give you like one instruction at a time. Almost as if you were like talking to a toddler. You know, where they just couldn't handle a whole lot of different instructions. Some of the other things that I noticed, again, you know, you were very tired. You were sleeping. It appeared you slept more than you were asleep, more than you were awake. You know, you were constantly in the bed. And you didn't like the bright sunlight. It was almost vampire-ish. Where the light, you just kind of just shrink when you were in the light. I don't know. It's just, it just wasn't you. It was a totally different person that we were living with at the time.
It's funny that you say that because a lot of those experiences I don't even remember, to be honest. I don't remember that. Like, I remember small pieces. I remember having issues with my speech, but I don't remember not fully catching all directions, but I guess it does make sense. I remember telling people to slow down when we were talking because I couldn't keep up with the conversation, but it's funny to hear the experience from someone else because I really don't remember it. Did you see a drastic progression at any time, or was it a slow and steady progression with some of the symptoms that I originally had till now?
I think the progression was slow and steady. For example, I mean, the biggest thing that stands out to me really, especially talking about it now, is the slow and the slurred speech. And I remember thinking to myself, you know, this is real because the length of time that you had that, I was like, a person cannot pretend and keep this up for the amount of time that she's had this going on, you know. And it just made me, the longer those types of things went on, the more serious this became to me. Not that I didn't take it seriously initially, but I'd never dealt with anybody who had a concussion. I just always assumed someone with a concussion, you know, maybe a day or so they would have a headache, you know, maybe even a little dizziness, and then after that they would be fine. I never realized until I, you know, researched some of the symptoms and, you know, even the nauseousness that you suffered. And
we're just gonna cut to a break really quick and we'll pick up with the rest of our conversation.
Hello, my name is Jessica Brooks, and I'll be your host for today. Today we have a special guest, and her name is Shirley Brooks. Shirley Brooks is my mom, and she's here to speak on her experience on having a child that has a TBI. So, what did you notice immediately after Jessica or myself was diagnosed with a traumatic brain injury?
One of the first things that I noticed was your speech slowed down and you had a little bit of a slur to your speech. Also, you were having problems remembering things and your mood changed. You were a lot more short-tempered. But, you also, we also couldn't, shoot a lot of questions at you. If we asked you certain things, I couldn't just say, Jessica, I need you to get up, come downstairs, wash the dishes, sweep the floor, mop the floor, put the clothes in the laundry in the machine. It's like, it was like shooting darts at you, and it was just too much. You know, I can only give you like one instruction at a time. Almost as if you were like talking to a toddler. You know, where they just couldn't handle a whole lot of different instructions. Some of the other things that I noticed, again, you know, you were very tired. You were sleeping. It appeared you slept more than you were asleep, more than you were awake. You know, you were constantly in the bed. And you didn't like the bright sunlight. It was almost vampire-ish. Where the light, you just kind of just shrink when you were in the light. I don't know. It's just, it just wasn't you. It was a totally different person that we were living with at the time.
It's funny that you say that because a lot of those experiences I don't even remember, to be honest. I don't remember that. Like, I remember small pieces. I remember having issues with my speech, but I don't remember not fully catching all directions, but I guess it does make sense. I remember telling people to slow down when we were talking because I couldn't keep up with the conversation, but it's funny to hear the experience from someone else because I really don't remember it. Did you see a drastic progression at any time, or was it a slow and steady progression with some of the symptoms that I originally had till now?
I think the progression was slow and steady. For example, I mean, the biggest thing that stands out to me really, especially talking about it now, is the slow and the slurred speech. And I remember thinking to myself, you know, this is real because the length of time that you had that, I was like, a person cannot pretend and keep this up for the amount of time that she's had this going on, you know. And it just made me, the longer those types of things went on, the more serious this became to me. Not that I didn't take it seriously initially, but I'd never dealt with anybody who had a concussion. I just always assumed someone with a concussion, you know, maybe a day or so they would have a headache, you know, maybe even a little dizziness, and then after that, they would be fine. I never realized until I, you know, researched some of the symptoms, and, you know, even the nauseousness that you suffered, and...
We're just going to cut to a break really quick, and we'll pick up with the rest of our conversation.
Hello, my name is Jessica Brooks, and I'll be your host for today. Today we have a special guest, and her name is Shirley Brooks. Shirley Brooks is my mom, and she's here to speak on her experience on having a child that has a TBI. So, what did you notice immediately after Jessica or myself was diagnosed with a traumatic brain injury?
One of the first things that I noticed was your speech slowed down and you had a little bit of a slur to your speech. Also, you were having problems remembering things and your mood changed. You were a lot more short-tempered. But, We also couldn't shoot a lot of questions at you. If we asked you certain things, I couldn't just say, Jessica, I need you to get up, come downstairs, wash the dishes, sweep the floor, mop the floor, put the clothes in the laundry in the machine. It's like it was like shooting darts at you, and it was just too much. You know, I can only give you like one instruction at a time. Almost as if you're like talking to a toddler. You know, where they just couldn't handle a whole lot of different instructions. Some of the other things that I noticed again, you know, you were very tired. You were sleeping. It appeared you slept more than you were asleep, more than you were awake. You know, you were constantly in the bed. And you didn't like the bright sunlight. It was almost vampire-ish. Where the light, you just kind of just shrink when you were in the light. I don't know. It's just, it just wasn't you. It was a totally different person that we were living with.
It's funny that you say that because a lot of those experiences I don't even remember, to be honest. I don't remember that. Like, I remember small pieces. I remember having issues with my speech, but I don't remember not fully catching all directions, but I guess it does make sense. I remember telling people to slow down when we were talking, because I couldn't keep up with the conversation, but it's funny to hear the experience from someone else because I really don't remember it. Did you see a drastic progression at any time, or was it a slow and steady progression with some of the symptoms that I originally had till now?
I think the progression was slow and steady. For example, I mean, the biggest thing that stands out to me really, especially talking about it now, is the slow and the slurred speech. And I remember thinking to myself, you know, this is real because the length of time that you had that, I was like, a person cannot pretend and keep this up for the amount of time that she's had this going on, you know. And it just made me, the longer those types of things went on, the more serious this became to me. Not that I didn't take it seriously initially, but I'd never dealt with anybody who had a concussion. I just always assumed someone with a concussion, you know, maybe a day or so they would have a headache, you know, maybe even a little dizziness, and then after that they would be fine. I never realized until I, you know, researched some of the symptoms, and you know, even the nauseousness that you suffered. And
we're just gonna cut to a break really quick, and we'll pick up with the rest of our conversation.
Hello, my name is Jessica Brooks, and I'll be your host for today. Today we have a special guest, and her name is Shirley Brooks. Shirley Brooks is my mom, and she's here to speak on her experience on having a child that has a TBI. So, what did you notice immediately after Jessica or myself was diagnosed with a traumatic brain injury?
One of the first things that I noticed was your speech slowed down and you had a little bit of a slur to your speech. Also, you were having problems remembering things and your mood changed. You were a lot more short-tempered. But, We also couldn't shoot a lot of questions at you. If we asked you certain things, I couldn't just say, Jessica, I need you to get up, come downstairs, wash the dishes, sweep the floor, mop the floor, put the clothes in the laundry in the machine. It's like it was like shooting darts at you, and it was just too much. You know, I can only give you like one instruction at a time. Almost as if you're like talking to a toddler. You know, where they just couldn't handle a whole lot of different instructions. Some of the other things that I noticed, again, you know, you were very tired. You were sleeping. It appeared you slept more than you were asleep, more than you were awake. You know, you were constantly in the bed. And you didn't like the bright sunlight. It was almost vampire-ish. Where the light, you just kind of just shrink when you were in the light. I don't know. It's just, it just wasn't you. It was a totally different person that we were living with at the time.
It's funny that you say that because a lot of those experiences I don't even remember, to be honest. I don't remember that. Like, I remember small pieces. I remember having issues with my speech, but I don't remember not fully catching all directions, but I guess it does make sense. I remember telling people to slow down when we were talking because I couldn't keep up with the conversation, but it's funny to hear the experience from someone else because I really don't remember it. Did you see a drastic progression at any time, or was it a slow and steady progression with some of the symptoms that I originally had till now?
I think the progression was slow and steady. For example, I mean, the biggest thing that stands out to me really, especially talking about it now, is the slow and the slurred speech. And I remember thinking to myself, you know, this is real because the length of time that you had that, I was like, a person cannot pretend and keep this up for the amount of time that she's had this going on, you know. And it just made me, the longer those types of things went on, the more serious this became to me. Not that I didn't take it seriously initially, but I'd never dealt with anybody who had a concussion. I just always assumed someone with a concussion, you know, maybe a day or so they would have a headache, you know, maybe even a little dizziness, and then after that they would be fine. I never realized until I researched some of the symptoms. And, you know, even the nauseousness that you suffered. And
we're just going to cut to a break really quick, and we'll pick up with the rest of our conversation.
Hello, my name is Jessica Brooks, and I'll be your host for today. Today we have a special guest, and her name is Shirley Brooks. Shirley Brooks is my mom, and she's here to speak on her experience on having a child that has a TBI. So, what did you notice immediately after Jessica or myself was diagnosed with a traumatic brain injury?
One of the first things that I noticed was your speech slowed down and you had a little bit of a slur to your speech. Also, you were having problems remembering things and your mood changed. You were a lot more short-tempered. But, We also couldn't shoot a lot of questions at you. If we asked you certain things, I couldn't just say, Jessica, I need you to get up, come downstairs, wash the dishes, sweep the floor, mop the floor, put the clothes in the laundry in the machine. It's like it was like shooting darts at you, and it was just too much. You know, I can only give you like one instruction at a time. Almost as if you're like talking to a toddler. You know, where they just couldn't handle a whole lot of different instructions. Some of the other things that I noticed, again, you know, you were very tired. You were sleeping. It appeared you slept more than you were asleep, more than you were awake. You know, you were constantly in the bed. You didn't like the bright sunlight. It was almost vampire-ish. Where the light, you just kind of just shrink when you were in the light. It just wasn't you. It was a totally different person that we were living with at the time.
It's funny that you say that because a lot of those experiences I don't even remember, to be honest. I don't remember that. Like, I remember small pieces. I remember having issues with my speech, but I don't remember not fully catching all directions. But I guess it does make sense. I remember telling people to slow down when we were talking because I couldn't keep up with the conversation. But it's funny to hear the experience from someone else because I really don't remember it. Did you see a drastic progression at any time, or was it a slow and steady progression with some of the symptoms that I originally had till now?
I think the progression was slow and steady. For example, I mean, the biggest thing that stands out to me really, especially talking about it now, is the slow and the slurred speech. And I remember thinking to myself, you know, this is real because the length of time that you had that, I was like, a person cannot pretend and keep this up for the amount of time that she's had this going on, you know. And it just made me, the longer those types of things went on, the more serious this became to me. Not that I didn't take it seriously initially, but I'd never dealt with anybody who had a concussion. I just always assumed someone with a concussion, you know, maybe a day or so they would have a headache, you know, maybe even a little dizziness, and then after that they would be fine. I never realized until I researched some of the symptoms and, you know, even the nauseousness that you suffered.
We're just going to cut to a break really quick, and we'll pick up with the rest of our conversation.
Hello, my name is Jessica Brooks, and I'll be your host for today. Today we have a special guest, and her name is Shirley Brooks. Shirley Brooks is my mom, and she's here to speak on her experience on having a child that has a TBI. So, what did you notice immediately after Jessica or myself was diagnosed with a traumatic brain injury?
One of the first things that I noticed was your speech slowed down and you had a little bit of a slur to your speech. Also, you were having problems remembering things and your mood changed. You were a lot more short-tempered. But, We also couldn't, shoot a lot of questions at you. If we asked you certain things, I couldn't just say, Jessica, I need you to get up, come downstairs, wash the dishes, sweep the floor, mop the floor, put the clothes in the laundry in the machine. It's like, it was like shooting darts at you, and it was just too much. You know, I can only give you like one instruction at a time. Almost as if you were like talking to a toddler, you know, where they just couldn't handle a whole lot of different instructions. Some of the other things that I noticed, again, you know, you were very tired, you were sleeping. It appeared you slept more than you were asleep, more than you were awake. You know, you were constantly in the bed. You didn't like the bright sunlight. It was almost vampire-ish. Where the light, you just kind of just shrink when you were in the light. It just wasn't you. It was a totally different person that we were living with at the time.
It's funny that you say that because a lot of those experiences I don't even remember, to be honest. I don't remember that. Like, I remember small pieces. I remember having issues with my speech, but I don't remember not fully catching all directions, but I guess it does make sense. I remember telling people to slow down when we were talking because I couldn't keep up with the conversation, but it's funny to hear the experience from someone else because I really don't remember it. Did you see a drastic progression at any time, or was it a slow and steady progression with some of the symptoms that I originally had till now?
I think the progression was slow and steady. For example, I mean, the biggest thing that stands out to me really, especially talking about it now, is the slow and the slurred speech. And I remember thinking to myself, you know, this is real because the length of time that you had that, I was like, a person cannot pretend and keep this up for the amount of time that she's had this going on, you know. And it just made me, the longer those types of things went on, the more serious this became to me. Not that I didn't take it seriously initially, but I'd never dealt with anybody who had a concussion. I just always assumed someone with a concussion, you know, maybe a day or so they would have a headache, you know, maybe even a little dizziness, and then after that they would be fine. I never realized until I, you know, researched some of the symptoms and, you know, even the nauseousness that you suffered. And
we're just going to cut to a break really quick and we'll pick up with the rest of our conversation.
Hello, my name is Jessica Brooks, and I'll be your host for today. Today we have a special guest, and her name is Shirley Brooks. Shirley Brooks is my mom, and she's here to speak on her experience on having a child that has a TBI. So, what did you notice immediately after Jessica or myself was diagnosed with a traumatic brain injury?
One of the first things that I noticed was your speech slowed down and you had a little bit of a slur to your speech. Also, you were having problems remembering things and your mood changed. You were a lot more short-tempered. But, We also couldn't, shoot a lot of questions at you. If we asked you certain things, I couldn't just say, Jessica, I need you to get up, come downstairs, wash the dishes, sweep the floor, mop the floor, put the clothes in the laundry in the machine. It's like, it was like shooting darts at you, and it was just too much. You know, I can only give you like one instruction at a time. Almost as if you were like talking to a toddler. You know, where they just couldn't handle a whole lot of different instructions. Some of the other things that I noticed, again, you know, you were very tired. You were sleeping. It appeared you slept more than you were asleep more than you were awake. You know, you were constantly in the bed. You didn't like the bright sunlight. It was almost vampire-ish. Where the light, you just kind of just shrink when you were in the light. I don't know. It's just, it just wasn't you. It was a totally different person that we were living with at the time.
It's funny that you say that because a lot of those experiences I don't even remember, to be honest. I don't remember that. Like, I remember small pieces. I remember having issues with my speech, but I don't remember not fully catching all directions, but I guess it does make sense. I remember telling people to slow down when we were talking because I couldn't keep up with the conversation, but it's funny to hear the experience from someone else because I really don't remember it. Did you see a drastic progression at any time, or was it a slow and steady progression with some of the symptoms that I originally had till now?
I think the progression was slow and steady. For example, I mean, the biggest thing that stands out to me really, especially talking about it now, is the slow and the slurred speech. And I remember thinking to myself, you know, this is real because the length of time that you had that, I was like, a person cannot pretend and keep this up for the amount of time that she's had this going on, you know. And it just made me, the longer those types of things went on, the more serious this became to me. Not that I didn't take it seriously initially, but I'd never dealt with anybody who had a concussion. I just always assumed someone with a concussion, you know, maybe a day or so they would have a headache, you know, maybe even a little dizziness, and then after that they would be fine. I never realized until I, you know, researched some of the symptoms. And, you know, even the nauseousness that you suffered. And
we're just going to cut to a break really quick, and we'll pick up with the rest of our conversation.
Hello, my name is Jessica Brooks, and I'll be your host for today. Today we have a special guest, and her name is Shirley Brooks. Shirley Brooks is my mom, and she's here to speak on her experience on having a child that has a TBI. So, what did you notice immediately after Jessica or myself was diagnosed with a traumatic brain injury?
One of the first things that I noticed was your speech slowed down and you had a little bit of a slur to your speech. Also, you were having problems remembering things and your mood changed. You were a lot more short-tempered. But, We also couldn't, shoot a lot of questions at you. If we asked you certain things, I couldn't just say, Jessica, I need you to get up, come downstairs, wash the dishes, sweep the floor, mop the floor, put the clothes in the laundry in the machine. It's like, it was like shooting darts at you, and it was just too much. You know, I can only give you like one instruction at a time. Almost as if you were like talking to a toddler. You know, where they just couldn't handle a whole lot of different instructions. Some of the other things that I noticed, again, you know, you were very tired. You were sleeping. It appeared you slept more than you were asleep, more than you were awake. You know, you were constantly in the bed. You didn't like the bright sunlight. It was almost vampire-ish. Where the light, you just kind of just shrink when you were in the light. I don't know. It's just, it just wasn't you. It was a totally different person that we were living with at the time.
It's funny that you say that because a lot of those experiences I don't even remember, to be honest. I don't remember that. Like, I remember small pieces. I remember having issues with my speech, but I don't remember not fully catching all directions. But I guess it does make sense. I remember telling people to slow down when we were talking because I couldn't keep up with the conversation, but it's funny to hear the experience from someone else because I really don't remember it. Did you see a drastic progression at any time, or was it a slow and steady progression with some of the symptoms that I originally had till now?
I think the progression was slow and steady. For example, I mean, the biggest thing that stands out to me really, especially talking about it now, is the slow and the slurred speech. And I remember thinking to myself, you know, this is real because the length of time that you had that, I was like, a person cannot pretend and keep this up for the amount of time that she's had this going on, you know. And it just made me, the longer those types of things went on, the more serious this became to me. Not that I didn't take it seriously initially, but I'd never dealt with anybody who had a concussion. I just always assumed someone with a concussion, you know, maybe a day or so they would have a headache, you know, maybe even a little dizziness, and then after that they would be fine. I never realized until I, you know, researched some of the symptoms, and you know, even the nauseousness that you suffered. And
we're just gonna cut to a break really quick, and we'll pick up with the rest of our conversation.